like till tonight. So you have to take 5-6 shear, make it into one shear, and then make it a short shear. So it's like avoid the kosher shir b'mikdash. So I'll try to think how we can just chap the ganze meise, try to compact it. Okay, so let's look in Perek Ches, really where we left off. I'm sure the Olam noticed there's a tremendous stress on Begodim in Megillas Esther, clothing. And Purim is a yomtif of clothing. All kinds of Sai Begodim Chashuvim. By some of the Rishonim, they would wear the most chashuv garments on Purim. It's brought down in the Rishonim. They used to even borrow Begodim Chashuvim to wear Begodim Chashuvim. Because there's tremendous stress in the Megillah. Vatul Bash Esther Malchus. Big day Malchus by Mordechai. Mordechai Yotzel Mufnei HaMelech. Haganza Posek from Mordechai Yotzel Mufnei HaMelech. We say the whole Sibur together. For state sin in the Posek. Mordechai Yotzel Mufnei HaMelech. Bufush Malchus. Haganza. The whole Megillah we could read. We could just be Yotze. This is our Moedim Derabon that we have to all say together. Mordechai Yotzel Mufnei HaMelech. Bufush Malchus. That's such a big simcha. If Mordechai Nebuch was wearing a fakfetsa kapota, then it's not good. Because he was wearing royalty. And then, if you look, let's go into Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, over here in Tov Tzarivov, Tov Rech Tzarivov, the Ramah brings down a minig, which again, in the Kadmoinim, they wore nice clothing, because that's what we see in the Megillah. Nagu lilboish paltsufim bepurim, the Ramah says, wear masks. The gever loyve simas isha the isha kle gever of any subadol. This is like a rarity of rarities. This is like not rare. This is like that. There's a ramor to say to be knowing. Not like it's not the not like the halacha. And he says the chayim belvishas kilayim. You can wear shatnas. Belvishas kilayim. You can wear shatnas. V'yeshemim da'aser, like that's the chiddush. V'yeshemim da'aser, of course it's us. I mean, this is Dr. Amor, aval aminik is for v'yeshena. Mishabur is not so happy. The Mishabur here comes. Sivkot lamed. Ayin b'yeredei akuv pei bei, shekosav shamataz b'shem habach, sheyesh levatel minik ze. Yesh levatel minik ze. Hayitochen. That on Purim we go, it's Kimu v'Kiblu, and Fakert, Vush Malchus, and now what do? We go put on men, put on women's clothing, women put on men. It's the only thing that's Issa Deraisa, right? It's the only thing that you find in Issa Deraisa is Shatnas. Okay, so you don't have to Shatnas Deraisa. But you have to know why not. Because Lo Yilbash is Deraisa. Lo Yilbash is Mater. Shatnas Derabonah. Shatnas Derabon. So the only two possible things that could go wrong with clothing, cool clothing is not, maybe it's against yeshiva policy. If a guy wears tight pants, it's so tight, it's not a shayla. It's not a shayla, it's right? And when I was growing up, the baggy pants, those are given, you know, very baggy. And they had the bell bottoms, but you couldn't see your shoes. That was the Manal probably remembers those. I was by the door that's still sort, but it was already getting out of style. But I really mean it. They used to wear such pants, bell bottoms, you didn't see the shoes. Doesn't give them the style. You don't see the shoes. You get away without wearing shoes. You wouldn't see it. It's Nishkinis of the Reise, they go such pagodim. It's Nishkinis of the Rabbonon Echipnet. So make a start saying, Chukas Hagoy, Mises. Here, Purim. Purim to go with such a thing. That's why the Taz and the Bach. Shrei Chai V'Kai. So if you look at the Orach HaShulchan comes here. U'ma sh'nagu b'yomim kadmoyni b'lovishas paltzuf v'mishatnes v'shalish li'isha achshav lo'y nagu kei. And now the Orach HaShulchan makes a pickle. He makes a bucket. Makes a bucket, because there's other things we find on Purim. Mazik chaverim, mitoch simchas Purim. We find such a thing. which by the way does not apply to Tainus Esther. So anybody that was mazik, anybody, I'm not saying Chasholmi Yeshiva is somebody would be mazik, but if somebody would be, there's no, that has no marker at all, Tainus Esther. There's no marker at all. So Lamais Yishtei, Zok down, Misha Hizik Chaveiroi, Bavinisenu Arabim, Ovo Kol Simcha, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Today, Ovo Kol Simcha. We don't have, that kind of level Simcha is not here, Rachmanis. So Rachmanis on us, Bavinisenu Arabim. And therefore, Umash Omar Amor B'sifcha L'kayim HaMinik. This that the Ramah says, "Vahaminik is for Rishayna," says "Zeh Dafke biYomov." That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So it's fascinating that first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan has to decide: does he want to go with the Tazenbach or does he want to go with the Ramah? I mean, clearly, whatever Taina there is on the Ramah was already there from before the Ramah, meaning or the door of the Ramah. I mean. The Bach is given in the Zelbador, Pochus Yehuda. This wasn't like generations later. And he says, Klar, that you're not allowed to do it. Meaning the Ma'arim on the meaning of the Ramah were already in the door of the Ramah. The Ramah still said, it's okay. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that even the Ramah would agree that now not. That was B'dayri Shal Ramah, but now not. So you have to know what is the beer in that. What's the pshat? Another ha'ara on the Megillah. It's really a ha'ara on the whole theme of Purim. The whole theme of Purim. The whole theme of Purim is v'nahapachu. V'nahapachu. That's the theme of Purim. That means that even though oim demolein b'chol dor v'dor oim demolein l'chaliseinu, and we had Yeshuas, you may Pesach. We had Yeshuas in the time of Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. We had Yeshuas b'Yimei Chanukah. But the concept, the musig of an ahapachu, that is exclusively to Purim. That we don't have. And that's Periktes. Periktes. Periktes is constantly bringing out the contrast. Mordechai went up. Nafal pachat Mordechai aleihem. Kish Mordechai hilich v'godol. V'na hapachu, sheyishut v'ayudim. The whole theme is a theme of v'nahapachu. And then if you look even the way we celebrate it, it's Yerushalmi, we have a niggun in Shoshanas Yankiv, Aruri Oru Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Aruri Morishoyim, Bruchim HaTzadikim, Aruri Zeresh, Brucha Esther. The contrast. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal always used to ask, I heard this from him many times, during Yimei Purim, he said, "What's up with Haman? Is Yena Auror? Auror generally means a cursed person. Auror doesn't mean a Russia. I mean a Russia is a Russia. But I mean the word Auror, Belishna, a cursed person, right? A person in Nebucha, Ainu Bar Mazel. Person has he's a cursed person, right? So Biankev said, Haman. He's one of the most successful people." I mean, if you want to use a historical figure that was cursed, you could find more cursed people. You could find people that had more cursed lives from beginning to end. You could find people that were more cursed than Haman. Belishna Dalma. Haman had many tkufas where he was. I mean, he was different tkufas as you go through Masechtas Megillah. He was a barber for some time. Even being a barber is not cursed. He was a barber. But he was a Mishnah Melech. He was the second in command of the whole world. Malach Bekipa. It's a pretty prestigious position. Rav Bonov, Rav Oshroi. I mean, why is he Yenish Spitz Ara? And Rabbi Yankiv said over, I heard this when I was a kid from him, said something over from Gaon, from Vilna Gaon. And years later, I heard it from Rav Shlomo Brev de Zatzal, also B'Shem de Gaon, to explain Or. And this gives us a idea a little bit what the celebration of Purim is. Just tell you one other kasha. Perek Yud. You can't skip Perek Yud. Perek Yud ends, small little perek. It ends with what seems to be give Mordechai a little patch. A little klakleine patch. Ki Mordechai Yehudi. God la Yehudim. Mishlomach HaChashverosh. V'rotzui l'roi v'echov. Zochti Gemara l'roi v'echov v'loi l'kol v'echov. Not kol v'echov. This reminds me, Hishtikl, of the last psukim in the Torah, where the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Tayomos Om Yeh, Tayomos Moshe, Ever Hashem, Moshe Koysev B'dema. Who even wrote those? The Megillah Esther was written by Mordechai Yehudi. He wrote the Megillah. He wrote that. V'rotzi l'roi v'echov. Pirshim imenu mikzah Sanhedrin. How do we understand that? That's written in the Megillah. Pirshim imenu mikzah Sanhedrin. First of all, L'chaira, and one of the people by the Shir was Mechavan. I gave a Shir at night in Megillah. He was Mechavan. That L'chaira, that Aloch is like the Roif. So it was only Pirshim imenu mikzah Sanhedrin. That means Roif Sanhedrin was masking. So that Aloch is like the Roif. Godel, Tamuteri, Yasim, that's all the Foshis, the Gemara says in Megillah. Right? And the Gemara from Pirshim imenu mikzah Sanhedrin. Adrabe. That Aloch is like the Roif. That Aloch is not like the Roif. But that's how the Megillah ends. The Megillah ends that Rotsi L'Roi V'ech Mishnor Chaim Kanievsky in time of the Quran and Sefer on Tanakh, totally, he learns it only L'Shvach, this last Pasuk, Kulo Yishevach. He says, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, Godol HaYehudim, Mishlom Melech HaChashverosh, Godol HaYehudim. So Mordechai HaYehudi, so normally a person is in Avodas HaKodesh, and people drive him crazy. So he frustrates from people. Gets frustrated. Right? Pasha gets frustrated. So you would think Dr. Chaim, and Dr. Chaim could say it because he knows what it's like. He wouldn't want somebody eaten. Adarabha. He, you know. V'rotzu is Dr. Chaim L'roi V'echov. He wanted more. Even though he was a Mishnah Melech and God Lahudim and Motem Gansen Vadreit Akop. They drove him crazy. All he said was, Ozein Melim. There should be Roi Vechav, Rotzi L'Roi Vechav. The Evan Ezra, the other Mepharshim, there's Rabbeinu Bechayai, that say that Stam, they ignore the Sugya, meaning in Pshat. Once you're involved in Avodas HaKodesh, you're going to have people against you. No favor goes unpunished. Memela, part of being Godel HaYehudim, part of being Mishnah Melech HaRegosh, is the Rotzi L'Roi Vechav Aloi Kolach. The Medrash Shmuel and Pirkei Avos. It says, Kol Sheruach HaBriyes, Noich Emenu, Ruach HaMokam Noich Emenu. So look in the Medrash Shmuel and Pirkei Avos. He says, what? It says, Kol, Sheruach HaBriyes. It doesn't say, Kol, Shekol Ruach HaBriyes Noich Emenu. Yeah, this was our great Sadiq, right? But the Medrash Shmuel says, yeah. He says, it's not Shaykh to have Kol Ruach HaBriyes Noich Emenu. Roiv is Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to have Kol. And he stole through this idea. But Vinishvi, the Megillah ends with this drasha that we have in Chazal, that epis. L'roi v'chov, l'roi kol echov, godl. What does it mean, godl tamotar yoyse mi pikuach nefoshes? How do you learn the Gemara? Not my kash. The Taz. The Taz in Yeridei, in Reish Nun Aleph. The Taz says, godl? What do you mean, godl? If you have a shaylin aloche, let's say you have money for Pidyon Shvuyim. Or you have money for Talmud Torah. And now you need to go and redeem somebody. You're allowed to empty out the Karen of Torah to pay for the Pidyon Shvuyim. If somebody was in a Beis Medrash, and Rachmon Son, somebody got a massive heart attack, and you're standing next to a defibrillator here, and you're in the middle of going through Erev Kidei Gal, and somebody goes, no, the guy got a heart attack. Oh, do? Gadol Talmud Torah is in Mivach Nefoshes. Began Eden Tei Minu Chosri. Zach Yitzeach, Lo Yisamer Al Dam Gayecha. So what does it mean, Gadol? What does it mean, Gadol? What does it even mean? So however you explain it, some actually learn it means, the Ben Ishchai learns, Taka, whatever he did, Bishas Maisa, 100%. But then when he stayed on the job, L'shein, to help Klal Yisrael, that was a time. So I want to tell you a poshet gedank, poshet idea. It's not my idea. This is from the Goyen. This is mamish from the Goyen. I'm just tying it into the other inyan. The Goyen said, you think Aror means, cursed means somebody that had a cursed life? That every day they woke up, for one day they woke up, they broke their ankle. The next day they woke up, they broke their wrist. The next day they woke up and they lost $1 million. The next day they woke up, the house burned down. That's what you think Aror is? Then you're right. Haman was an Aror. Haman had a lot of years of being on top of the world. What they call in our language, being on top of the world. Yeah? Zok the Gon. If the bottom line is, when you're brought to your position, you're brought to your nisoyan in life, when you're supposed to accomplish whatever you're supposed to accomplish, and you don't do that, that's a curse. He brings the pasuk in Bereishis. Or Adama. How do you have cursed ground? The earth is cursed. That it can't grow its fruit. It doesn't reach its tachlis. That's a curse. The curse is not to reach its tachlis. You can have a guy, he could have been a Gadol B'Yisrael, he could have been a Reb Chaim Knievsky. But he was lazy. He sat around in yeshiva. He learned an hour or two in the morning. He learned an hour or two in the afternoon. He's a knacker. He has a good personality. He has charisma. He becomes a social worker and an inspirational speaker. And he speaks by conventions and Yarche Kalas. And his pictures are on all the newspapers. Wow, this is the most blessed guy. Look at him. All the magazines have his picture in gloss. Sometimes the whole front cover, just his picture. And your mom is shit, it's gewaldic. And then there's already targumim on his speech. And there's inspirational minutes, what do they call it, sparks or whatever it is, which is also beautiful. I'm not chas v'shalom, nothing, the last thing I have is against the sparks. What? Meaningful sparks or meaningful minutes? Meaningful minutes. Gewaldic. That this inspirational speaker, his quotes, there's quotes from his speech by a convention. Unbelievable. Lamaisi comes up to Shemayim and they show him Reb Chaim Knievsky. See, you could have been Kol HaTorah Kula. See? That's what you could have been. Like the Netziv said about himself. If Chas V'Sholom, he didn't become what he became. Anything less of the Netziv Mivaloshin would have been a curse. Zok the Goyen, Aror is not to meet your potential. Aror is when you, that's Aror. Baruch is, doesn't matter how many challenges you had in life. Doesn't matter how, life wasn't always so geschmack, so easy. But you triumphed that you're a blessed person. You're Baruch. Haman had everything. You know what? He could have been involved in humanitarian. He could have stopped Putin. He could have done all kinds of good things. Mishnah Malach Bekeeper. Instead, he decided to be like China. Adarabe. Be Messiah to be Ma'abed Umu Shloime. Right? Because why? Because a little covered, he didn't get his little bit of cover there. That's Aror. What you saw at the end, him hanging, that was his conclusion. That's Aror. All the blessings he had led to a hanging Haman. That's a cursed person.
Mordechai is a person Nebuchadnezzar eingeworfen in Golus. Asher Hoglam Yerushalayim im Agoyla Asher Hoglus im Yechonio Melech Yehuda.
But Mordechai made his life into a blessing. He met the moment. There were moments. He met the moment. He met the moment. He took all of what we thought is L'chayra Nebuchadnezzar, a life, a terrible life. He turned it into a baruch for Netzach Netzachim v'zichrom l'yosef mizara. Till today. That's why Mordechai epitomizes bracha. Mordechai epitomizes bracha. Mordechai shows us what bracha is. And Haman shows us that all what we call blessings could just be one big curse. If you don't live up for the moment. If you're not mamtzi what the tachlis is supposed to be. It's all a klola. The ganze zach is a klola. There's one piece at the end. We'll end with this because it's already overtime. Even according to Rabbi Zion's Nusach, it's 1:36 now, so it's 1 minute after Rabbi Zion told me. 11 minutes after Rabbi Falls Mincha. My Mincha is 2:45. But I'm gonna end early for my Mincha. There's one knetch. That even that Mordechai did. That's what I want to tell you now. That last pasuk in Megillas Esther is the clincher of what Baruch is. The clincher. You want to know who Mordechai was? Mordechai was, in case you're wondering, how the Megillah ends. How do you look at Mordechai? So look at Mamish, the end of the Megillah. The end of the Megillah, Vozok the Yalkut Ruveni. You know who Mordechai is? Mordechai ki Moshe, v'hu b'pchinas Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's many chazals that Moshe and Mordechai were mamish like one. The nes happened through Moshe Lamala and Mordechai Lamata. Chazal make an equation from Moshe to Mordechai. They're both called Ish. What does it mean? Rotzri l'roi v'echov. The Chassam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. The Chassam Sofer, his son, quotes it. Chassam Sofer says, what does it mean, Godel Pikuach Nefesh Taka? Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Pikuach Nefesh. What does that mean? Chas v'sholem, a guy who wouldn't close his gemara for Pikuach Nefesh. Chas v'sholem. Ritzeach. L'shamen al damriach. So what does it mean? So the Chassam Sofer brings down from his father, the Chassam Sofer. Godel Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the greatness of Torah is even greater than Pikuach Nefesh. Avada, you have to give that up. You not always have to be so great. You have to do what's right. You have to give up your greatness. Mordechai would have gotten more greatness in godless from being Isaac and Torah. But he gave up that greatness. He gave up that greatness. Zok Tachsam Sefer. When the Gemara says Godel, the Gemara just means it's a Metzias. Godel. It's a bigger schus. Rabbi Yerucham, the Mir Mashgiach, had a boy who came back. I heard this from a Talmud of the Mir who was in Shanghai. He said a boy once came back to Mir. He came 2 days late. A very serious boy. He came 2 days late. What happened was in one of the ports, when he came to Yeshiva, one of the ports, there was somebody drowning. So he didn't catch whatever was a boat, whatever he had to catch. He jumped and saved the guy's life. And because of that, he got delayed 2 days. He came back to the Zman 2 days late. Now, in my years, I'm doing this many years already, nobody ever came with that good of an excuse. Rebbe, I'm late because I saved somebody drowning in the ocean. I never had such a maisa. Maybe the Manal is a couple of years over me, but I never had such a maisa. Right? That's a good excuse. So, Aniyah Kotten, if I had a guy like that, I would pick him up, hug him, and I would take him into all the shiurim and go, look, Ashreinu, we have a Zat Talmud that would dip Pikuach Nefashas. So, Rebbe Yochum said, I hear. You have a good excuse? 100%. And then he turned to the Mashgiach, he made one mistake, this Bacher. I happen to know his name, because I was told the name. The Bacher turned to Rabbi Yochum, he goes, maybe the Mashgiach could tell me what I did to be Zoiche, to save, to do Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yochum, he said, took him by the hand, genumen by the hand, and he walked him in to the Mirror Beis Medrash. where there's throngs of people learning. And he said, Kukov Zeh. Zeyom gehad gresser schuyes. They had bigger schuyes. They got here a couple days ago. And he showed him the Gemara Megillah. But you did the right thing. So it's an unbelievable. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When Aaron HaKohen made the eagle, l'kach nefcharta, the eagle was a slump, but he did Chazal say l'kach nefcharta. Mordechai ends the Megillah by saying, that's part of the godless of Mordechai. I'm going to give you one last lesson. Torah is the best of Torah. I'm Mordechai HaYehudi. I'm the one that saved the generation. I'm the Mishnah L'melech. The halacha, what I did is right. But still, Torah is the best of Torah. V'rotzui l'roi v'echol. I want you to know my level in the Sanhedrin went down. Torah is the best of Torah. I did what I had to do. So it comes out that those last words of Megillah is all part of Mordechai meeting the moment. The one little danger that's left when you do what Mordechai did is you walk away as a Baal Gaiva. Mordechai didn't even have that. That's why he's Kemoshe. You want to know why Mordechai is Kemoshe? Because the last words in the Megillah, the Rotzi L'Roi V'Echov. Mordechai Mamish met every Nisayan of the moment, including the Nisayan of after the moment, including the Yetzirah after you do it and go, oh, like this, but Ashrei Chelchai. No, I'm going to teach the generation that they shouldn't lose the Chashivas Ater. They shouldn't lose the Chashivas Ater. And Reb Chaim Briske, Paskin, the Halacha L'Maaseh, they had a certain amount of money. And they were building a hospital, like a clinic in Brisk. And they wanted to know, they needed more money. Should they take money out of the yeshiva that was supporting the yeshiva and put it into the fund to build this hospital? So I'm just going to end off with this maisa. Reb Chaim Paskin, they should not. They should not. That's for the yeshiva, you have to build the yeshiva. So they asked Reb Chaim, it's Aloch and Reishon and Aleph. That's the whole Taz's kasha. The Taz asks, how can you tell me God will Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzal Sefoshes? Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That you take money from Torah and you give for Pidyon Shvuyim. Chaim said, you're making a mistake. That is, you have a Pikuach Nefesh right here. Of course, if I have $1 million here in the fund, in Yeshiva fund, and I have a Pikuach Nefesh right here, and I have to have Avad Avachiv to liquidate the fund, Pikuach Nefesh. But this is Al Shem Asid. This is a question of building something for the future. Not that there's a Pikuach Nefesh here. Torah does more for Klal Yisrael. Torah will protect Klal Yisrael. God will come to Torah and answer all the questions. So on a research level, on a preliminary level, when the Pikuach Nefesh is not here, Reb Chaim said you revert back to God will come to Torah Yisrael and Pikuach Nefesh. That's Asel Reb Chaim Gehel Nahaloch Lomais. I'm not telling you how we paskin. I'm telling you Reb Chaim. That's Reb Chaim paskin. Okay.